From the WGXing Newsroom, this is the WGXing Daily News. Tiffany Greenwald Simon reports at HudsonValley360.com that a free vending machine that dispenses overdose reversal medication and fentanyl and xylazine test strips began operation in Hudson on January 31st, the first of its kind in the Twin Counties. The Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Medication for Addiction Treatment and Electronic Referrals and Catholic Charities Care Coordination Services placed a machine at 713 Union Street in Hudson. Candace Ellis, Executive Director of Catholic Charities Care Coordination Services, said, and I quote, "People who use drugs deserve access, they deserve support, and they deserve kindness as we work to negate the risk associated with drug use. A lot of the drugs that are in the drug supply right now are adulterated with other substances, including fentanyl and xylazine. We want to be able to protect our clients and the community," end quote. To use the machine, individuals have to enter an authentication code found on the outside of the machine, their birth year, and their zip code. The items are free, and up to 3 items can be dispensed at a time. In Columbia County last year, 51 people overdosed with 37 hospitalizations and 8 deaths. In Greene County, there were 81 overdoses in 2023. Full disclosure, the Mental Health Association of Columbia County produces the youth program, Clubhouse Radio, on WGXC. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Representative Pat Ryan raised $3,147,028 in campaign money in 2023. Federal Elections Commission reports show Ryan, a Democrat representing the 18th District, had $2,121,915 on hand as of January 1st. By contrast, Republican Allison Esposito, a retired New York City police officer and unsuccessful candidate for lieutenant governor in 2022, had no filing for the year by the January 31st deadline, according to the Federal Elections Commission, after she announced her campaign for the Republican nomination for the 18th District in October. The other Republican for the 18th primary election is Loveland Gwynn, a New York City real estate broker who is an Asian Pacific Islander from Hawaii, who raised $14,033 last year and spent $9,240. In the 19th congressional district, incumbent Representative Mark Molinaro is running for his second term and raised $2,196,509 in 2023 and has $1,618,916 left over as of January 1st. Democrat Josh Riley, who lost to Molinaro in 2022, raised $2,057,381 last year and has $1,468,507 on hand. Democrat Daniel Butterman is also running but did not file any financial reports for 2023. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Today is Groundhog's Day. And the most famous four-footed meteorologist, Punxsutawney Phil, didn't see a shadow this morning at Gobbler's Knob in Pennsylvania. That, legend has it, means an early spring is on its way. CBS News reports that the groundhog in that town has been right 39% of the time going back to his first recorded prediction in 1887. Human meteorologists predict that locals will see their own shadows for the first time in almost 2 weeks as the sun comes out this weekend. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.